All right, everybody, welcome to another episode of Out With, Out Play, Outcast. And holy crap, we have an episode to talk about. It's not like going to be last week where we can just lounge around for an hour.
Things actually happened. It was a pretty good one.
I know, and you know, I was pretty interested in the way things were setting up until it got to So and Joaquin.
With their little love connection that never went anywhere.
No, not just Joaquin being a douchebag too, or like, hey, hot chicks are in my bag. Not even that stuff. But So, like, being so weak-willed, so right up front was like, I don't know, I don't really want to deceive right away. And Joaquin's like, you want to deceive right away. And So is, I want to deceive right away. And then comes up with the worst possible lie.
And yeah, well,
as soon as she did that, I was like, I'm dropping this bitch from my team.
Okay. Well, hey, good news. Yeah, you don't have to drop her. They dropped her for you. But okay, let's have a real quick role play session, and I'm going to teach people how to lie. Let's say I've just arrived back at the camp, and you've asked me what's going on.
What's going on, Nick?
They had these two things. We had to choose between two bags of beans, one that said deceive and one that said honesty. The one that had deception was really, really small and had a note to an immunity idol, and the one that said honest was kind of small. It was about this big. That's all you have to do.
Right?
Tell the truth, but don't tell them you took the lie. That's the only thing you have to do. And she's just like, no, I'm going to make this neutral box. And A number one, can we talk about the idea of calling it a neutral box? That just sounds made up right there.
Stupid.
Wait, well, you didn't work either, because Dan did that, and they were like, I think he's fucking lying to me.
He took another one. This is Sierra. That's kind of funny in and of itself. But at least then you're like, oh, hey, you know, this is just the price we pay. Or you say, we had to choose between rice or beans, and we went with beans because we think that's more protein. There you go. Because that's just still an important decision. We had to choose between a bag of beans, the small one, or a flint. And I figure, you know what? We're going to get fire eventually. That's a good lie to tell.
Yeah.
What other lies? There were letters from our loved ones, and I decided food at this point is more important.
Yeah,
so I took the bag of
day
beans.
Day one.
There you go. Oh God, no! So
there's
yeah. Million
things you could think of.
No, that's my lie instinct. Just don't come up with this overly complicated. That's the thing. Here's how you lie in real life: keep it simple and shut up. Don't
and stick
add
with your lie.
Yeah, just stick with your lie. And you know what? The simpler it is, because here's if you can tell when someone's lying. First off, because they will say actually a lot or honestly we did this, honestly we did that. It's like nobody. If you're actually an honest person, you don't need to say honestly 50 times a sentence. So,
yeah,
there you go. It's just like the no collar tribe with there. We're gonna roll with it. We're relaxed and casual. It's like nobody who is actually casual says they're casual that many times.
No, because Vince is actually casual and he never says it.
No, he just says other creepy weird things.
He just sits there and braids feathers into his hair.
I don't even know what a real human question is.
I don't know. Okay, you're right. He's really creepy. That was really weird how he like got possessive jealous of somebody that he talked to for all of like 30 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah, a couple of folks were doing that, actually. Like, even on, I think it was on the Blue Collar Tribe, I'd have to watch the episode again. Someone said, this is the most important person. I'm like, really? You're an hour into the game, and you've decided that this is the most important person so far. It's like, I don't know. Just one of those things. It's like, people, I realize the game has just started, but you've got 30 days of this. That person could be gone tomorrow, and they're not the straw that stirs the drink or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not Joaquin. What's his name? The one we're talking Vince, all of a sudden, just... that's like... How do I put it? So I got a lot of feminist friends, and that is the guy that if they see this show, they're going to hate him so much because he is so like, I'm just going to fall in love with you after 2 minutes, and let's have a big, long hug, and let's just keep this hug going and going and going. And it's like, that's like the total male privilege kind of thing right there. He thinks he's just going along with it, like, hey, whatever, we're just all humans catching a wave and doing all that kind of stuff. It's like, no, dude, you are a creepy, creepy asshole.
Everybody knows what you're doing with that hug.
My one weakness is women, and the fact that I'm not very smart, and the fact that I get really jealous all of a sudden, and the fact, and the fact
he
that
was,
I have feathers.
He was
my
favorite up until that shit. I was like, He was legitimately kind of crazy and fun up until that, and then it's like, oh, he went from crazy and fun to creepy and weird in all of 3 seconds.
Don't get me wrong, I'm going to enjoy watching him. And so he will probably be my anti-favorite, if you want to call it a thing. But yeah, he's a hot mess.
Yeah. My anti-favorite's going to be Joaquin. I know it. I'm going to hate every second of him, and I'm going to love hating him. I know it already.
Yeah, even that little smug, we don't know how to make fire because this is what we hire blue-collar people for. It's like, oh, God, I want to murder you.
That line bugged the crap out of me because that was like, they cut to that like 30 seconds after someone in blue-collar team was like, yeah, I looked this shit up on YouTube because I was going to be on fucking Survivor. And I'm like... Somebody on the white-collar team has to know how to use YouTube and know how to be prepared for things, right? Like, you don't walk into life and say, I'll have an assistant do it for me.
They have all of their internet connections blocked at work. That's clearly, that's clearly what's going on there.
None of them own smartphones, I'm sure. Especially not Joaquin.
No. He's got a flip phone even less advanced than mine. He uses that to pick up on women. Then he uses it as a peacocking tool when he goes into bars. Hey, baby. Everyone else has a smartphone. Look at me with a flip phone.
Is that your trick? Does that work for you?
No. I don't. Why would I ever do that? First off, hey, number one. I've already said that twice. Hey, number one, I'm not going to go into a bar like, hey, baby, what's up? I already, and B, number two, even if I was, like, yeah, no, the whole peacocking thing, that doesn't work. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. You're trying too hard. Much like, as I said already, the no-collar tribe. Everyone on that thing is trying way too hard to be an interesting person without actually being interesting, except for Joe.
No, I don't know. I mean, okay, they are saying it a bit too often, I'll grant you that, but, like, they got there, they started getting to work, and they just started building stuff, and, like, there was no immediate conflict except Vince. Like, Vince is the conflict in that tribe, and I think you get rid of Vince and things are going to be relatively okay. Because, sure, they're like, you have Will, like, saying every 5 seconds, we're cool, whatever.
Shut up, y'all, we're cool.
But, like, fine. If that's what convinces you that you're cool, go with that. But it's just Vince right now. It's just Vince. If you get rid of that, then they're just gonna gel and it'll be fine.
Yeah, they actually did really well in the challenge working together too, which was kind of nice.
Yeah. Was anybody surprised that the white collars lost?
I was.
The people with the least physical conditioning of all?
No.
I'll tell you, well, no, the reason I was surprised is because they had such a huge lead, and then someone from my team, Shireen, was doing the puzzle, and I was feeling fantastic, and then she just could not get it together.
And she wouldn't leave either.
No. Well, no, she eventually did, thank God, and actually that's about the time when I texted you saying, like, asking if Vince was going to, or not Vince, fuck Vince, if Joe was going to be available and trying to figure out how all of us are going to try and add him at the same time. Yeah, I was very surprised when she stayed on. I thought she was going to be voted out immediately, but she did the smart thing, which is just shut up at tribal council. Don't open your mouth.
Yep.
Say nothing, and then let someone else take all the heat.
If it's not going your direction, just shut up.
Just shut up. Yeah, because that was another little hot mess with was it not Caroline? Caroline. It was just spelled really weird. I don't know if you saw it. What's his name? Vince? No, not Vince. Joaquin, the one that we hate, spelled it like C-H-E-R. He spelled it like,
as stupid as possible.
Yo, basically he spelled it like, what's her name on Archer?
Right?
Yeah. But yeah, so anyway, it was her and So just going back and forth I swear to God, that had to be like a half hour long, and they just edited it out. And if you saw that episode, you'd see Jeff Probst's face just grinning, just that shit-eating grin, just like, oh, my job's done. I asked one question, I'm good. I'm just gonna sit here for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. Part of me wants to, because you're saying Joe is the all-star, and Joe did great in the tribal, and that's awesome and all. Except I also really kind of thinking I might want to go with Carolyn, because I know she's old, and I know old people don't go far in this game, generally speaking, but she's got the immunity thing, and she didn't have to use it yet, so she's going to make it at least one more week.
I feel like if I had the hidden immunity idol, like, it's just too much of a pain in the ass. So honestly, you just use it as soon as you get it and just make a big production out of it so that people know you're going to use it, that sort of thing. Because the thing is, people are going to figure out you have it. And then when they figure out you have it, they're going to think you're being dishonest or whatever, like you're trying to hide it. So just use it to get it out of the way and then go find it a second time. And then they'll think, oh, well, they haven't said they have it.
That so, okay. So if Carolyn's not the one who's playing the immunity idol right, is Tyler the one who's playing it right? Because Tyler, we all made fun of last week before we actually saw any of him, and I'm still am iffy on him. But he managed to get Carolyn to tell him that.
Yeah, I'm a little higher on Tyler than I was before, although I still don't particularly like him. But that's just because I have an animus against punters. But whatever.
So what did you guys think of the setup for the immunity challenge? I like how, like, in the beginning there are these big obstacle courses because everybody still has energy for them, and then towards the end they're just the, like, balance on a stick for an hour, which is difficult, especially when you've been out in the wilderness for 30 days.
Yeah.
But
it's a nice touch.
I like the big involved ones like this. They're kind of fun.
Yeah. It was well done. Here's my thing. I'm not a big fan of the challenges. I think I might have mentioned that once or twice in the first episode. I mean, they're cool, and I appreciate all the effort and whatnot, but for me, I always enjoy the social games. So unless it really kind of advances the story, or you know what I mean, like it advances... like a good example is, if you remember years and years and years ago, they did the fans versus favorites, and they had that firefighter and the pageant coordinator, and they just hated each other. So the challenges became, let's just show how much we hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was interesting. But when it's just, okay, here's people and they're going to run really fast, and who runs the fastest? Congratulations, you win. I can't get into that too much.
Yeah, I like the ones where they expose teamwork. Like, the ladder thing is good, but yeah, the like, untying ropes, you know? Yeah. Like, who was it? Somebody, like, I think it was So, who said, Carolyn did nothing, and somebody was like, you just untied knots really quick. Like, yeah. Fucking half of the tribe could have done that.
That was actually Carolyn who said that. That was her defense. You untied knots? What's so impressive about untying knots?
Yeah.
I don't know, ask Mike on the other tribe, who could not untie knots to save his life.
And he couldn't tag out. Like, tag out. Let somebody else come in and do it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I thought it was really neat how everyone initially thought, like, oh, we're just going to get the keys, that big old key ring, and we're going to unlock these, because there's 20 keys and 3 of them are going to work. It's not going to take any time at all to do this. And then everyone dropped it after, like, 10 seconds and tagged in somebody to do the knots.
Because the knots are at least straightforward. The knots, you can see your progress happening, you know? Yeah. But, like, with the keys, you're just kind of sitting there flipping through all 20 of them to get the first lock.
Unless you get super lucky, and then you just unlock one right off the bat. But then, actually, you know, the funny thing about that is, if you unlock one right off the bat, you're kind of committed.
You're a third of the way done.
And so if it takes you another 19 keys to get the next 3, then you're a little bit screwed. But yeah.
Well, it should take you 19, and then 18, and then 17, because you know 2 of them are for the other locks.
Eh.
Yeah, but there was actually 30 keys, so it's worse.
Were there 30?
Really?
Oh, wow. 30. Okay. That's a little bit more.
Yeah, fuck that. Do the knots.
Yeah, yeah.
Get somebody with nimble little hands.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just pull them. I know I'll have to admit, though, I know I couldn't untie those knots that fast. I would have been just sitting there, trying to figure it out for forever. I can barely untie my own shoes.
They weren't even really knots, though. Braided ropes. They were braided. Yeah. They weren't even tied anywhere.
It's a knot to me.
But then, like,
I give way too much credit and me not enough.
It's, well, I mean, okay, so then they get the ladder out, and then they carry it over the thing, which, fine, whatever, carry it over. Like, that's just more, if somebody trips and falls, then they're going to get voted out. That's more what that part is. But then, like, the ladder back and forth was neat, and I was surprised that nobody, like, seriously fucked that up. That does require teamwork. And the white collars actually did a pretty good job of, like, going left, right, left, right, left, right.
Well, they did a real good job of everything except for the puzzle, which scared me to no end. But that happens sometimes, I guess.
But I think that was the best part of this immunity thing, was the puzzle at the end. And having the 3 different puzzles to choose from. Because then you have a decision to make, and you can switch that, but then you gotta start over on the puzzle. Like, it added a whole other level of complexity that does affect the rest of the game, and the social game, too. Like, you picked the wrong one. You said, I can do this, and you put yourself out there, and you screwed up, and then you didn't tag out. Like,
yeah. Well, that's the crazy thing. I mean, it was just such an easy... Like, that 50-piece puzzle, even though it was big, it was so easy, because everything was color-coded. And so just to be up there and choke like that, like Shireen did, oh, God, I felt awful for her. But at least, you know, the rest of the episode, she was just sitting around moping and feeling contrite, not like some folks who are just like, well, I screwed up, that's on me, I'm sorry, guys, and then, all right, whatever, and then just wait until tribal council get voted out. She was just like, no, guys, I screwed up. I feel so awful. No, don't put me in for another challenge like that sort of thing. I mean, don't get me wrong. She's going to be gone, like, maybe.
She's going to be gone quick if she doesn't turn it around.
Yeah. I'm going to hold on to her, though.
Who tagged in for her?
Dr. Max Dawson, PhD, tagged in. And he couldn't get it done fast enough, so.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, it showed her working on the puzzle, and there was just, like, this big, like, lump of puzzle piles, and she was like, I don't know, derp. And Max gets in there, and he's like, I'm going to organize piles by color.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm going to try and fucking organize this a little bit. And then, like, he started burning through it, and you're like, oh, Shireen really is just kind of an idiot.
Oh, no, I don't think she's an idiot. No one gets to be an executive at Yahoo with their mighty 7 megabits per second connection that I get with being an idiot. which, incidentally, if you want to know why I sound so bad, it's that and this microphone. No, she's not an idiot. She just choked under the pressure is all. Like, I mean, and I, you know, honestly, I can't say I wouldn't necessarily do the same thing. You know, so I don't feel too bad for, or I'm sorry, I feel bad for her, but I don't like, oh God, she's so bad at this game or anything like that. It happens.
And we're all fans. Who was it? Somebody said Carolyn was the weak link during the immunity challenge, and I was like, yeah, I believe not that necessarily.
Here's the interesting thing. I believe if you go back, Shireen said it first, but she said it in sort of a, you know, at least I tried kind of way. I could be mistaken. We watched this episode a couple days ago. We were recording late. I think she said, you know what, I tried, just to put the idea out there that, hey, at least I was willing to give it a shot. And then So picked up that ball and ran with it. Ran with it to her own ejection. She ran with it. Oh, you know, she didn't even try. She's just going to do the bare minimum, blah, 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 blah.
But, like, there was only two or three instances to put yourself out there, and half of the tribe did as little or as much as Carolyn.
Pretty much, yeah. So
Joaquin should get voted out by the same logic, I mean.
No, because he's too suave and smooth. Yeah. And actually, that's one of the things that annoyed me. A couple of them just automatically, like, the women just automatically assumed, well, I guess it's going to have to be one of us because we need strength in the beginning. I was just like, you guys actually have a lot of strength on your tribe. You can afford to get rid of some. You should at least, you know, stand up a little bit. Or maybe even realize, like, hey, look at this Joaquin guy. He didn't even bother trying to lie about the idol. Like, earlier... when So was giving her wonderful neutral box explanation, he was just like, yeah, you know, you can tell that story if you want, whatever. And then later on, at the start of the tribal council, he's trying to sum it up, and he's just kind of like, yeah, there were 3 boxes and whatever bullshit, I don't even care. Like, he was the least invested person in that lie, which means that he's not even going to put the effort to do the social thing, so you should get him out while you can.
Yeah.
But whatever.
No, he's not going to last long. Even if his douchebaggery doesn't get uncovered soon, he's just... I don't see him being able to keep up in the social game.
No.
He just won't do it. No. But the tribal... I got my favorite line of it when Joaquin said, you have my New York word. I was like, oh.
That should be your first clue right there.
Everybody in New York is a fucking liar, apparently.
Yeah. Also,
it's like the third or fourth time he's dropped the I'm from New York City line. Like, nobody gives a shit, Joaquin.
Like,
I'm from New York City. Great. This is my New York word.
I've got our bet for the next game, or for the next episode. This is what we'll do. We're going to each pick a player. Who do you think is going to say Boston? Or, I'm sorry, do you think, what's his name? Rodney is going to say Boston more often. Or Joaquin's going to say New York more often. I feel like that would actually be a very good game, too.
I'm going to bet 5 points that... I'm going to bet 5 points on Joaquin. Saying he'll say New York more often than Rodney will say Boston.
What do you say, Brian? I'm gonna do the last bet so that I can know what you guys are going to say.
Five is kind of a rich bet. I'm going to put 3 on Rodney.
3 on Rodney? Right. Okay, actually, I agree with you on Rodney. So I'm going to put... Well, are we going to count his shirt? His shirt that says Boston. Are
no,
we going
to
set
no,
count?
No, he has
damn,
to, he has
right,
to
okay.
say it.
He has to physically say the name of the city. All right.
Or if he does like the douchebaggy thing where he like points at his shirt where it says Boston.
Points at his shirt. Okay, if he goes like, hey, I'm from... Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Visual pointing is not a very good on this medium. I was pointing to my chest, audience. Yes. Okay, I'm gonna go with him, and you know what? I'm gonna play it a little bit safe. Also, I'll go with 3 points. So
I mean, I'm playing rich. I'm betting more points than I have.
You can start off negative.
Yeah, I'll go
so
negative.
Did you?
It's fine.
All right, so we got our first bet. That's good. All right, there we go. Yeah, no, but a New York word, I don't. Okay, maybe it's just because they're all white collar, but the thing is, blue collar, and especially folks from the South, they don't really trust you if you say you're from New York.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe he just thought that was going to give him more,
If he
more.
makes it to the merge, he's going to be the first one voted out because he's everything that that stereotype hates about the other stereotype.
Well, especially because here's the other thing. He said it himself when they were trying to do that honesty box thing. It's like, hey, are you here to make friends? And the answer to that is always yes. You
Yeah.
are here to make friends because that's how you get people to vote for you. Even Rich, like everyone, if you remember way back, let's time travel back to 1999, and Rich, this angry, or angry, this New Yorker was getting everyone all angry because he was such a smooth and suave person, all that kind of stuff. Everyone, I'm sorry, watching him, everyone in the game, though, loved Rich. They thought he was fantastic. So that's my deal. I don't know. Yeah, you say you're not there to make friends, then congratulations, you're not going to win money.
I've got to find it. There's a great YouTube video I found of somebody who went through all the seasons of Survivor up to, I think it was up to when Russell lost the first time.
So it made it.
Yeah, somebody made a cut of every single time somebody said, "I'm not here to make friends," and then cut from them saying that to them getting voted out.
That's fantastic. I'm gonna have to look
Nobody who has
that.
ever said that line in the history of Survivor has won. Ever. So if you
Serious.
say that line, "I'm not here to make friends," that means you're there to lose.
You know, I mean, that's the thing, is because when you say you're not there to make friends, then that means you are there essentially to make enemies, and you're not going to please people, and they're not going to be want to be around you. You don't have to be the super nice guy. You don't, and being there to make friends doesn't mean you have to be a doormat. I don't know why like A-type personalities think being nice means you're just going to lie down for whomever. No, I don't know. That's my thing. So he will not last. I can't stand that attitude.
No, and if you're a nice
A-type
person, you
person
can totally win $1 million riding the coattails of a douchebag.
Oh yeah, in fact, oh gosh, yeah, no, that's how everyone who's played against Russell has done it. Everyone who's played against Amanda has done that. No, there's plenty of people who are just like, you know what? I'm just going to let you lose the money. Congratulations.
Yep.
Yeah. As I
All
said
right.
before, the closest one was Todd. Yeah.
So
Todd?
let's recap fantasy.
Yes.
All right.
Why don't you give us the scores?
So Nick is in the lead with 5 points.
Yeah.
He gets two from Shirin and two from Max since they both survived tribal.
We're
And
going
then
to
he
name
gets.
my team will be named. We got to come up with team names. I'm going to go with Red Collar
We're
because we are
playing
all
with fire.
Red Collar. Come on, man.
And then
I'm going
Sierra with 1 point because her tribe won immunity. And then Brian gets 3 points because all three of his players were on tribes that won immunity. And I get 1 point from Mike, who I love having, the Scorpion King, I'm going to call him in my head. That was fantastic. And I do really like Mike.
If you're going to eat an insect, you got to cook that thing. You got to boil it. You don't just pop it in your mouth, especially if they're poisonous.
I know. He's not smart, but I love him. And I also got 1 more point for Lindsay, even though she somehow was smitten with Vince just because, or was it Vince or Rodney?
Was Rodney.
It was
Rodney.
Rodney because he
It bonded
mentioned her
over to Lindsay.
tattoos.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you have
Yeah.
tattoos. Oh no, because he gave her that shitty. Brian, how can you have that douchebag on your team and have dignity at the same time?
At least he doesn't have Vince.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. No, you know what? Earlier you were saying Vince is the like one that's going to be most hated by women. Bullshit, okay? I have Rodney on my team. He comes up with fucking things. Look at my arm. It was this sad ass story about my sister dying. You know, at first I was like, you know what? It's not really a bad idea because that's totally going to fucking work. But then right after that, he goes, because women just want to lay back and let men do all the work.
He
See,
clearly has
but
not
you
met
know what
very
though?
many.
Rodney says that to the camera, but he doesn't say it to the other players. Vince will say it to the other players. Our friends, the people watching will
Different.
hate Rodney, but the players will hate Vince.
I'll tell you the first thing out of his mouth that made me hate him, Rodney. This is when and I shouldn't say hate. Hate's a strong word, especially considering, you know, editing manipulates whatever. Who cares? The first thing that he said that made me go, "Oh, come on, man!" He was saying, "Everyone thinks I'm a dumb meathead, but I'll tell you what, I'm filet mignon, and they're all steakums." It's just like you realize you're saying you're not a meathead by comparing yourself to a piece of meat. filet mignon may be a very nice cut of meat, but you're still meat. Come on, man.
So, yeah. So, anyway, I got 1 point for Mike and 1 point for Lindsay and 0 points for So.
Who are you going to pick up to replace her?
I don't know. You know, okay, I'm going back and forth in my head. I kind of want to get Joe because Joe is an all-star. I'm also kind of thinking Carolyn because she's got that immunity necklace. And you get 2 points for having a player who goes to tribal and gets through it. So if I play it safe every week and just get 1 point, I'm going to start falling behind people who have the white collars who are probably going to go every week. So I feel like I need to pick up a white collar. And I feel like Carolyn's a safe bet. But then also there's Tyler, who I do... As much as I don't like Tyler, I think he could net me some good points for quite a while.
Because I have my favorite. I will do an ad drop if you do not pick my guy.
If I don't pick up Joe. The other one I was kind of thinking is Kelly, because I haven't heard a peep out of her, which is exactly what you want.
Kelly. Oh, she was the cop, right?
The cop. Yeah. She was on the screen for all of like 10 seconds this episode, which is perfect for Survivor.
You know, somebody
who sits by the fire and does nothing.
I'm looking at my notes for the episode, and I didn't even write her name down.
That's right.
Bunch of question marks was Nina. That turned out to be Nina. I just wrote a bunch of question marks and then said she did something. That's all I have for her.
Okay, I'm going to actually... Ooh, it's between Tyler and Joe in my head.
Oh, I take notes. I'm just a compulsive note taker. Don't worry.
Tyler and Joe.
When in doubt, always take the person just to cock block the other person. So take Joe just so I don't get
him. I know. I'm going to do that. I'm going to pick up Joe. I'm going to drop So and pick up Joe.
Damn, easy, true.
That's what I'm going to do. So then, let's see. The next one.
Sniped me!
Okay. So I went first because I had somebody who got kicked out of the game. Next up on the waiver wire is Brian. So, Brian, do you want to drop an ad, anybody?
Get Vince.
No. I'm going to stick with my idiots. Like I said at the beginning about Dan, is like I'm sure as hell he's not going anywhere. And immediately the rest of his tribe hates his guts because he said like one building the shelter.
What was with that, by the way? He just decided like they gave him one suggestion. He's like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's like, what? That's way overreacting.
That escalated quickly.
Yeah. So I just say, no, that's not a very good idea. Not that's the dumbest thing. That's something someone would say on Twitter, not in real life.
Okay, so you're going to be Jen, your team then, Brian.
I don't want to lose my hot blonde girl, and also because, like, from all the interviews, it seems like she's so far is by far the most intelligent person out there.
Oh yeah, no, I agree with you, and I was actually going to offer you a trade if you wanted, but I have a feeling you're going to stick with her. So, but just in case, I'll offer it anyway. I'll give you any one of my three players for Jen, because she seems like a nice chap, shall we say. Chapette.
Well, that one's mine.
All right. Fair.
So Brian's holding steady.
I still say you should drop Dan for Vince, and then you can just have the most irritating team in the world. but you do you. I'm going to stick with all three of mine. Sierra didn't really do very much, but I have a good feeling about her. Dr. Max Dawson, PhD, was pretty good, as a matter of fact. I can't say I really like him all that much. He mentioned the fact that he did a term paper on Survivor like 5 times, and that might almost be as annoying as the Boston and New York constant reference, but whatever. Shireen, she won't stick around very long, but again, Yahoo is my ISP, so I'll hold steady.
Okay, so then
maybe
Nick will hold steady as well.
The whole thing, she'll give me a discount on my bill.
Okay, so I'm going to say, you know, give it three more weeks. Give it 3 more weeks until the white collar tribe dissolves into the other two.
Yeah.
Anybody want to bet me on that one?
So on episode 3 or
on episode 4?
You're saying on episode 4 they're going to merge.
By episode 4, the white collar tribe will be no more.
Ooh. I'll take that bet. Say.
How much you want to bet?
I'm going to go with episode 3. How much did you bet just now?
So you're saying it won't happen by episode 4. You're saying it'll happen earlier?
I'm saying earlier. I'll take the over under. I'll take the under.
You take the under? I'll wager 2 points on that.
2 points? Okay. Yeah, right. I'll take that bet. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we got a bet for that.
I've got 5 points to play with. You've got 2. It's fine. I'm going to push
I'm going to be in negatives next week.
That's fine. Well, hey, what's his name? If you win this bet, and what's his name says New York. Oh my God! If he just starts singing Frank Sinatra's "New York, New York," you're gonna end up with tons of points.
I will haul in the points, baby. Haul them right in.
All of a sudden, you'll be at 7.
So, this will be great. That's assuming nothing else happens next week. Wonderful. Gamble.
If you want fun, you gamble with money. If you want more fun, you gamble with points in fantasy.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. So let's get the recap. Brian has netted 3 points with Dan, Ronnie, and Jen. Nick has netted 5 with Shirin, Sierra, and Max. I've netted 2 with Mike, Lindsay, and So, who is long gone. We bet on...
Wait, what did you say? So long to so her?
I'm sure so we bet on Rodney and Joaquin. I'm the only one betting on Joaquin. You two bet on Rodney. I dropped So. Well, I didn't drop So. So dropped herself. And I'm picking up Joe. Let's hope that works. And you two are holding steady on that. And then we got a standing bet for White Collars dissolving by episode 4.
Not to mention our bet on New York versus Boston.
Yes. Yeah, that's the Rodney Joaquin one. All right. That's it for this week. Hopefully next week we will come out before Monday. Guys, I'm sorry everybody. I don't know. My place is getting fumigated. I stayed somewhere else. The Wi-Fi sucked. There was no way in hell we could record in time. So don't worry. This will probably be the latest our show ever comes out. Mm-hmm. Probably.
If not, we're going to vote you out. Bad puns. Okay. Bad puns.
I'm sorry. All right, everybody. That's it for this week. Until next week, goodbye.
Bye-bye.